On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hey, everybody in podcast land. Time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Woo! So our last episode, we had a KISS version. And we had more material than we actually had time to put out. So we're going to use a little bit of that for this episode. But we're going to start off with some rapid fire where we have some trivia questions we try to stump each other with. So let's see how we do.
Yeah, but before that, we're going to play our little bumper. Ready? Go.
I think I got some pretty good questions for you. I think you'll probably get at least one, maybe two. I don't think you'll get all three, but everybody out there listening, see if you can go 6 for 6, because we never do.
Yeah, play along in the cubicle, in your mom's basement, in the truck, in the cab of the truck, wherever wherever you are, in the back of a chemistry class. just don't mix the wrong things together and blow up the entire school, okay?
So, yeah, that'd be...
So focus.
We take no responsibility for blowing up a school.
Yeah, so put the beakers down and get your paper and pencil and answer these questions. You guys ready?
That's right. That's right. So here we go. Question number one for you. What was Jellyfish's only charting single on the Billboard Hot 100?
I'm going to guess it was probably Baby's Coming Back.
That is correct. And I wrote this question before I saw Mark's shirt. He's wearing a Licorice Quartet shirt today, which, if anybody knows, two of the guys from Jellyfish are in, or were in, I guess are in, Licorice Quartet.
So. I got three of the guys in Jellyfish.
Well, that's true. The bass player was in there, too.
Yep.
Mike Smith, I think his name is.
But oh, my God. Something like that. But I know that's not right, but it's something very close to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the Spilt Milk, three guys from Spilt Milk, particular album. Fantastic without stuff.
Without Sturmer. So it's Jellyfish without Sturmer. So Roger Manning, Eric Dover, and the bass player.
Yeah. The excellent. Yeah. Tim Smith. Tim Smith is his name.
Tim Smith. All right. Well, I was close.
You were close. And on the Licorice Quartet, if you're into Jellyfish at all, go on their website, order. They have three EPs out. It's in the same vein.
They're great.
Power pop, lots of melodies, lots of layering. They are great. Those songs are great. Too bad they're no longer with us. No, they're not dead. Just the band is now on hiatus, or they're going to move on to different things. But, yeah, great stuff. Licorice Quartet. Yep. All right, question number one for you. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. What two bands did Ronnie James Dio front in the 1970s?
Elf.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Rainbow.
You are correct.
Yes.
You know, Ronnie James Dio, I just watched the documentary. That's why I came up with that question. I have still never heard those two Elf albums. I mean, I'm sure they're good, but...
I've never heard them either.
No, I got to see if I even have them. But the stuff in Rainbow's great. And the documentary, which you can rent on, I think I rented on Amazon Prime. Awesome. Worth seeing. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Got on a Dio kick after watching that one. It's like,
I tell you, I am so much bigger fan of Black Sabbath with Dio than I am with Ozzy and any of the other singers. Just the two albums he did are fantastic.
Yeah.
So... Yeah,
and the cool thing, the good thing about Ronnie James Dio, great singer, better human. So,
yeah, He's a good guy.
Missed. He's buried in Hollywood. So
somewhere out there.
Well, I know exactly where it is. I've never been, but yeah, I'm not into going to cemeteries and seeing, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah.
A rock with Dio chiseled into it.
Oh, he's got a huge thing there. So
yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's in the doc, so go check out the documentary.
All right, cool. All right, question number two for you. Eric Carmen had a huge hit with All By Myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
All By Myself. What band was he originally with?
Oh, the Raspberries.
That's right. He was with the...
Go Your Own Way.
Yeah. Go All The Way.
Yeah.
All The Way.
Great song.
Yep. Yeah, good song, but... Yeah, good singer, man.
Yeah, he was. It's funny because you know he's in a pop rock band and he ended up becoming a crooner. So,
yeah,
yeah. Who knows what he's doing now? But
I don't know.
Didn't he have stuff on like the Dirty Dancing soundtrack or something like that?
Probably. Yeah, it sounds about that vein.
One of those '80s movies. I can't remember which one, but
yeah.
All right. Question two for you. Going a bit heavier, okay?
All right.
How many U.S. top 40 hits did Deep Purple have, and can you name them?
Top 40 hits?
Top 40 hits.
With Deep Purple. Oh, geez. I'll say two.
Correct. Now name them.
I'm going to say Smoke on the Water and Hush.
Correct.
Oof. Oh, yes.
For a bonus point, they both landed at the same number, their highest charting at the same place. They're the only two songs that went in the top 40, and they both went stopped at what number? If you can get this, you get an extra point.
Wow, an extra point. I'm going to say they stopped at number 5.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh.
Oh, they stopped at number 4.
Dang it. Ugh.
So, yeah, that's so interesting that the only two songs went to number 4.
All right.
So you could have had 3 points and 2 questions, but pretty darn close.
Look at us. We're 4 out of 4.
Yeah, so.
Well, soon we're going to be 4 out of 5 because you're not going to get this one.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'll tell you what. I have a bonus question. So if I get this question right, I'll give you the easier of the two questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, question 3 for you. What two bands were on the Jerry Springer Show in 1985 to discuss shocking lyrics?
Oh, my God. Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, yeah. Mayor of Cincinnati.
Oh, you know what? There's so many. There's a couple of shows I can remember, but I don't know if it was Jerry Springer. It might have been that blonde lady. What was her name?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking with the glasses.
No, yeah, there was that one, and then there was the more attractive lady. I was thinking of her. And then there was the heavyset girl from the Hairspray movie, Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Two bands. Shocking lyrics. That should...
Okay.
Well, both of these bands are known for their completely outrageous lyrics.
Okay, one of them, I think, was the Mentors. Am I right?
That is correct.
Now, the other one is going to be a... I'm going to say Marilyn Manson.
Oh, from 85. It might be a little early, but...
Okay. Was it Kiss?
No. Nope.
Oh, okay. Who was it?
No, it was Gwar.
Gwar. Oh, man. I should have stayed on that. Oh.
Well, you got half a point.
Yeah, I knew the Mentors on one of those shows. I remember I saw one where it was Ron Keel and Gene Simmons on a show. But that might have been Montel Williams or one of those shows, and they were talking about the same kind of thing. But, I saw the Mentors on a show. There was a show in Southern California called the Wally George Show. It was like Springer, but it was more political, and it was shot in, like, Channel 56 studios. It was a real – there's, like, 12 people in the audience. And,
right.
And the guy was just – it was Rebecca De Mornay's – father, and this guy with a bad haircut, and he was spouting right-wing propaganda. But you know, you could kind of tell it was a put-on, and he really didn't believe it. They just did it for argument's sake, and the Mentors were on there, and they pulled El Duce's hood off, and they showed his real face, and He was an ugly dude.
Oh, but, yeah. It's no wonder they wore masks. But
yeah, you could probably... Apparently,
the guys, people in the audience were just ripping them a new one.
Yeah, I'm sure you could play both of those.
You guys, just relax. These are... Guar and the Mentors were not meant to be taken serious.
Yeah, I think...
Not a chance.
Yeah, I think Guar's thing, I think they were all college students in one of the Virginia schools, and they did it as kind of a joke, and then they realized they could kind of make money off it, and then they realized they kind of could make a living off it, so they just kind of
went
with it. And yeah, they made a small little career out of it, so...
Yeah, yeah, I know they were from, like, Richmond or... That area.
Yeah, so maybe it was University of Richmond or what's the other school there? Is it VMI?
VCU.
VCU?
No, VCU is down in Norfolk.
It might be VMI.
There's so many schools down in that whole Richmond, Tidewater area. Just a ton of them.
But, yeah. Okay, so that's a good one. So I missed that. So
you got half a point. I'll give you that.
So I'm going to give you a choice. You can have the hard one or the easy one.
Let's do... Well, I'm feeling good. I've gotten 2 out of 2, so let's do the hard one.
All right, okay. And I watched this documentary yesterday, too. I got a big documentary kick.
You have some time on your hands, huh?
Yeah. So, in 1975, Yesterday and Today opened for a major arena act who was on their first, I think there's a, it might have been their first or second tour of the States as a headliner. And this band is a band that everybody knows, and they're still huge today. So what? And on that night, Yesterday and Today opened for this major, huge band, and they got signed to a record deal because they did so well opening for this band.
Okay.
Name the band they opened for.
I'll
give you a hint. It's a 4-piece band that's still huge today.
I'm going to say it's Queen.
You're right.
Yes! Woohoo!
Yep, opened for Queen on the night of the Opera Tour in San Francisco.
Wow.
Did you watch the documentary? Is that why you got that one right?
No, I'm just guessing that, man, that's one regret that I never saw Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Them and Thin Lizzy. I wish I'd seen either one of them.
And they toured together briefly in the States in the late 70s. And I was in Germany at the time, so I missed it too. I got to see Queen open. Billy Squire opened for him on the Hot Space Tour in 82, I think. They were so good. So good.
Oh, yeah. Queen. I mean, Freddie Mercury just ruled the crowd.
Yeah, he was great.
Ruled.
Yeah. He was as good as you think he was on all the videos. But
yeah.
Great live.
All right, so give me the easy question.
All right, the easy bonus question, okay. All right, here we go. In 1980, there was a co-headlining U.S. tour by two well-known bands. The name of the tour was called the Black and Blue Tour. Can you tell me the name of the two bands?
Black and Blue Tour.
Uh-huh.
In 1980?
1980.
Oh, wow.
And it's as obvious as you think it is.
Yeah, I'm going to say... Well, I'm going to say Black Sabbath.
Yes.
And, well, it can't be Blue Murder. It's probably not Black and Blue. Oh man.
Clock is ticking.
Yeah. It's definitely not Blue Cheer. I can't think of Blue Oyster Cult.
Correct.
Yes.
Wow, you almost didn't. Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult and Black Sabbath. And that was the first Black Sabbath tour with Dio.
Okay.
They got together. Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult was big in the late 70s.
Yeah.
Once after Burning for You, and then they just kind of took a nosedive after that. So about till 82, Blue Oyster Cult was a pretty big act.
Did they tour with Dio before an album came out with him?
I don't think so. I think they released Heaven and Hell, and then they toured with that.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd like to have seen the Mob Rules tour.
Yeah, I saw Dio a couple times. I saw him jump on stage with Rough Cut at the Country Club. Yeah, his voice was as good as you think it was.
Yeah.
And then on Iron Maiden, Dio played together at Universal Amphitheater. That was when Dio opened for Iron Maiden, and Iron Maiden had Blaze Bailey as their lead singer.
Oh.
And Dio went down much better than
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, people loved it. And I watching it, I was like, wow, this is as great as... I mean, I was pleasantly surprised how great Dio was. And then Iron Maiden actually got booed during their song.
Oh, yeah. Blaze, he, I don't know. That I think was, that was a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, he tried, but I think Iron Maiden was kind of surprised. And then shortly after that, they got Bruce back, so.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Well, we went 5.5 out of 6.
Holy smokes.
That might be the best we've ever done.
Yeah, I mean, the questions weren't that hard. We didn't push it, but I'm curious how everybody else went. Did you guys do okay out there, huh?
Huh?
You and your underwear. Yes, you and your underwear. Sitting in the basement. Did you do okay? All right, good. I'm glad for you. And on that note, let's take a little quick break, and we'll be back with our preview of the 2024 M3 show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're going to do a preview of the M3 festival, which is being held and at the usual place, the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland, on May 4th and 5th, 2024. So Mark and I have been to a few of them. I went last year, and I can't believe people were leaving during the closing band Styx. Like, why? I know you would, you know, if you're M3, you're leaning more towards the hard rock side, but Jesus Christ, you're leaving at Styx?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, there's a band playing this year, an artist playing this year that we actually left early
last time. We did leave, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but.
Yep.
So we'll start off with May 4th, and we'll go with in the order in which they are being received or being put out there on stage.
And by the way, there's no Friday night anymore because Kix is officially retired, so it's only Saturday and Sunday this year. So.
Yep, only Saturday, May 4th, Sunday, May 5th, which is a bummer because Friday night was always a blast because they'd have two or three bands, and then Kix would play, and Kix would blow the doors off. Well, there are actually no doors on Meriwether, but...
No, outdoor venue.
Yeah, man, they... Kix always ruled, but anyway. So Saturday night starts off with Van Halen, which I'm assuming is just a Van Halen tribute band.
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably Roth era, I'm going to guess. I don't know. I would have rather seen Nerd Halen.
Which yeah.
They look
the
like
videos nerds. I've seen them are great.
Yeah, and it's a comedy routine. But yeah. Van Halen, don't know anything. They're probably very good at what they do, and you can't go wrong, especially if you're doing Roth era Van Halen. I think they're Roth era Van Halen. Not sure, but
yeah,
I'd be interested.
Next up is Child's Play, who I saw at this last M3. They were playing when I got there, and they were good. I mean, I don't know anything about them. I'd never heard them before, but and they brought out a couple different guys. I guess they were other members of the band at different times, so... The people that were into them really seem to enjoy them.
Yeah, I think they're also from the area, too.
Yeah, they are.
And I believe their old lead singer passed away, so it's a newer guy singing. But I have the Child's Play album, one of them. I don't think I've ever really listened to it, so.
Yeah.
But if I was going, I would listen to it and check them out. Because, hey, you know what? You pay the money for the ticket, you might as well check everybody out.
Sure. Yeah, and they weren't bad. It wasn't like they sucked or anything. They were good.
Okay.
I just don't know anything about them, so it's kind of hard to be into them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next up after Child's Play is Aldo Nova, who I've never seen, but I'm a fan of his.
Yeah. Fresh out of retirement. The guy's been gone for decades. And I guess he just decided to restart up his career about a year and a half or 2 years ago. And
started. This is a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see Aldo Nova. I remember when he opened for Blue Oyster Cult at Meriwether Post, I think in the early 80s.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he plays anything off of his first two albums and then Blood on the Bricks, I'd be extremely happy.
Yeah, I'd have no doubt that that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Next up is Doro, who I don't believe I've ever seen either. I know she's done an M3 or two before, but I don't know. I have not seen her.
Never seen her either. She's the real deal. She's been around for decades. She loves heavy metal. I know she lives in the States. I'm sure she's going to give you all the Warlock hits. I think
yeah,
two or three.
I'm sure.
I heard her band is great. They're a little heavier for M3, but yeah, I'd be into seeing Doro too.
Sure, absolutely. After Doro is Lynch Mob, who I like. I think Didn't they play on the backstage one year when we were there?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
I've seen George Lynch a million times, and I don't think I've ever seen Lynch Mob. I couldn't tell you who's singing lead now. It seems like it's been 17 different guys in the last couple years.
Yeah.
I know the drummer for the Bullet Boys was or is still the drummer in Lynch Mob. I couldn't tell you. I don't know anybody. George is there, and he's the main draw. So,
yeah.
If you like George Lynch and you like his guitar playing, you'd be into it.
I don't know who else you'd go. You wouldn't go to see Lynch Mob to see the drummer.
Yeah. So, George Lynch is the main attraction there. And the first Lynch Mob album is great. So.
Yeah. Next up is Quiet Riot, who was at M3 last year, and they were great. Jizzy Pearl sounds awesome singing those songs. And the rest of the band is great. I mean, they had the original, well, not the original, but Rudy Sarzo was playing bass this past time, so that was cool.
Still is. Johnny Kelly from Type O Negative is the drummer. This version of Quiet Riot sounds like Quiet Riot. They're very good. We're seeing, and they're going to play all the hits.
Yeah, they were freaking loud. But, yeah, they played all the hits. Nothing that you didn't know. You know, if you know enough to know Slick Black Cadillac, then you'll know all the songs. So,
yeah.
Next up, what?
Go ahead.
Okay, next up is Last in Line, which is, if you don't know, it's a bunch of guys that played with Dio. So they're kind of resurrecting Dio stuff.
Yeah, it's two of the original Dio band members, plus, what's the bass player's name now? Oh, God. I even follow him on Instagram. He was in Ozzy's band. He's a great bass player. I follow him on Instagram. I'm having a brain freeze right now. But Last in Line has three original albums out, and they're all pretty strong. You can't go wrong with Vivian Campbell either.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, so I've never seen Last in Line, so I'm sure you're going to get some of their originals and you're going to get some of those Dio classics. So
yeah, I would think so.
So far, this Saturday is pretty strong.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if I started with, I'd be very happy
with that lineup.
Yeah, just right now is pretty good.
Well, next up after Last in Line is Steven Piercy, which I saw him with Rat a couple times. I have not seen him since. And from what I've heard, it's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah, it was hit or miss when Steven was having his health issues. I know he had a knee replacement or something like that. And he got hooked on pills, and things were looking really bad about 10 years ago. But in the last 3 years, he put a killer band around him, and they're definitely kicking ass. They're really good. I'm even considering going and seeing the Whiskey Show, where they're going to play Out in the Cellar. And it's an entirety from the front to back.
Nice. That would be good.
Johnny Monaco from Enough's Enough is one of the lead guitar players. Pretty damn strong.
He's great.
He plays more of the faster Warren DeMartini solos. So
yeah, makes sense.
Eric Ferrantinos is the other guitar player. Yeah, they're and bass players from Rough Cut and the original Mickey Rat. So,
Thor?
Yeah, Matt Thor.
Matt Thor, yeah.
Yeah.
And then headlining Saturday night is Queensryche, which can never go wrong with Queensryche. They're freaking phenomenal.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's only two originals left.
Yeah.
But they with Todd LaTorre, they still sound like Queensryche. So.
That guy, his voice is amazing.
Yeah, and they kind of stick to the older stuff. And they play some of the newer stuff, too, but some people think they're boring. I like them. I think they're really talented. I just don't like some of the, sometimes they pipe in the background vocals a little bit. I hate that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Other than that, Todd pulls out the lead perfectly. So, I mean, solid. So, Saturday's pretty solid.
Saturday's great. Great. If I was picking one day, I would probably pick Saturday.
Yeah. There's a couple of good ones on Sunday that you may have to see before they go away. We'll get to them.
Yeah. Let's do Sunday right now. So they're going to start off with Sundogs, which I know nothing about.
Me neither. Don't know anything. I'm going to guess it's a young local band.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them, so I'm sorry, Sundogs. You know, I don't know if you're awesome or not. I'd go see you. If I was going, I'd go see you, but...
Absolutely.
So sorry.
I
don't know.
Next is Pretty Boy Floyd, which I like fine. You know, I wouldn't go see him at a headliner show, I don't think, but...
Yeah, I've seen him in a club. My only issue with them is the fake background vocals. The lead singer pulls off the live stuff, and the band sounds cool live, but they fake the background vocals. Well, they did last time I saw them. Hope maybe they got some new guys in the band, and they don't fake it. But if they do fake it, I can't stand that. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully they rectified that, and they're singing their own background vocals.
Just freaking sing. You know, if you suck, you suck. But, you know, I'd rather that than... Your background vocals will be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, everybody opens their mouth, and there's a choir singing behind you. Yeah, really?
Yeah. Huh. So, and if you have the Leather Boys with Electric Toys and you like that one, almost every song they're going to play is going to be from that album. So,
nice.
Maybe one extra one that's not on it, but you're going to get those songs. So.
Yeah. Next up is Cold Sweat, which I don't really know anything about. I think I have an album by them. But.
Yeah, they only released one album. Mark Ferrari from Keel. Yeah, that was his band after Keel broke up. And the second bass player from Saigon Kick, Chris McClone, he was in that band too.
Okay.
And those two still might be there for Cold Sweat. I think they only perform when they're doing like either M3 or one of those Monsters of Rock cruises. So. I have the album, and I remember being okay, but maybe it's great now, but I just haven't. It's like Child's Play. I have the album, I just never listened to it, so I couldn't tell you. It might be great, so maybe I need to. If I was going, I would listen to the album, and maybe.
Yeah.
And I think they did a cover of Feel Like Making Love by Bad Company, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Again, could be erroneous information, but if I... Memory serves me correct. I think they did that. So, yeah, again, it's one of those bands I'd like to see just because I've never seen them. So.
Yeah. Next up is Faster Pussycat, who I have seen. They opened for Aerosmith many years ago.
So, I think you saw the original band, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And it was like third row. We were like right up close. Kix, Faster Pussycat, and Aerosmith.
Ooh, sounds like a good show.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
Great. It was... At the Cap Center.
Yeah, and I've seen the newer version of Faster Pussycat, and Tammy's the only original left. Good God, they were really good.
Makes sense.
I didn't think they were going to be much of anything. I had my expectations were pretty low when I saw them. My God, they were tight, and Tammy sounds great. Tammy's completely sober, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, because it almost killed him. So he learned his lesson, and he looks and sounds great. The band is really good, so you will not be sorry you saw them again.
That'd be a good one to see.
Yeah. Now, here comes the next one.
Yeah, now we're getting to some bigger bands. Next up is Y&T, who I have never seen, and I know it's a regret that I'm going to have that I haven't seen them.
Well, you need to check your dates, so I would suggest if you have not seen Y&T, Dave Menichetti is as good as advertised live. And we all know the other three guys have passed away, so they have replacement players. But those replacement players they have now are maybe even better than the original band. This band
doubt. No doubt.
Oh, my God. The drummer's great. Guitar.
Well, you're going to see Dave Menichetti if you're going to see Y&T anyway.
Yeah, he is. But the band is really good. We don't know how much time he's got left because he did have a cancer scare a couple of years ago and then they have to come off the road. But recently, I think within the last six months, they've been touring again and playing clubs, and especially in Southern California, Northern California. They are good. You can if you like them a little bit, go to M3 just for him. And I strongly suggest Danny, if you're going to pick a day – just go for Y&T. You will not be sorry.
All right. Well, next up is Striper.
Striper's which, always good, too.
Yeah, I've seen them. I saw them at one of the M3s. They were great. You know, no, you know what you're getting with them. They're great, great vocals. So, yeah.
Yeah, and people don't realize Oz Fox is also a great guitar player. And when he sings with Michael, good God, they're really singing. They're that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no fake, nothing fake there either.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on with Michael Sweet, because he posted that he had just gotten out of surgery a couple days ago.
Oh, something with his eye. Eye issue, because he was wearing a patch or some of it. I know, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a detached retina or something along those lines.
Yeah. Well,
but
I hope he gets well soon and he can go back out on tour.
Yeah, their bass player was the guy who used to be in Firehouse. Another guy who can sing. Yeah. Man, if you've never seen Stryper, they're much heavier live than you'd expect.
Oh, absolutely. They're not a Bible-pushing mellow band at all.
No.
Man, they're great.
Yeah, 75% of their stuff is heavy. Though I do hate, honestly. Oof. Some of those ballads I don't like. I don't like Stryper ballads, but I love the heavy stuff. So,
yeah.
We're seeing for sure.
And so we're getting to the bigger bands. Next up is Night Ranger, who I've seen a few times. Never are they a disappointment, ever.
Yeah.
Guys are so good.
Yeah, I've seen them probably 5 times, and they've always been really solid. They have never sucked.
They're pros, total pros.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are in their mid-60s, and they're still running around like kids. They're still good.
Probably breathing oxygen off the side of the stage, but hey,
yeah,
whatever it takes.
And another band that's heavier live than you'd expect.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can. Their ballads are good too. Their ballads are a lot better than Stryper's ballads.
Yep.
And they're a lot heavier than you'd think. They're a good rocking band. I mean, I've seen them in M3 too, and
yeah,
they did not disappoint. So, yeah.
So next
far,
up,
but hold on, both days are pretty strong. I don't know which one's stronger.
Yeah, yeah, it's. But then we get to the headliner on Sunday night. Bret Michaels, which when we saw him, we were in the pit when we saw Bret Michaels the first time, or at M3. And we left probably, what, third song in?
Oh, we know. I know why. I know what
second song?
Probably third song, but we know. I know the song.
Yeah, he started playing Sweet Home Alabama, and I said, I'm out. Enough of this crap.
And quite a few people were too as well.
Absolutely. We were not the only ones leaving. So the only thing is with this one, he has a special guest is Dee Snider.
And that would make me stick around just for
Dee. Absolutely. So I'd have an issue. I don't know which. It would depend on how the night's going, I guess. You know.
Yeah. If you're really tired and it's like, okay, Dee's done his thing, I'm going. But I wish it was Poison. I'd rather see Poison over, I mean, it's the four of them, the chemistry, that's what makes that band great. Bret by himself, he's okay. I've seen him by himself a couple times. It's not.
It's a couple. He does Poison. He does covers. I wonder if Dee's going to get up there and do some Twisted Sister.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. But so that's the lineup of M3. I am going to be at my daughter's graduation for college.
No, you're kidding me. On that weekend?
I am not kidding.
Oh, that sucks.
And 2 days later, Mammoth is playing about 10 minutes from my house.
And you're going to miss that too, aren't you?
I'm going to miss that too.
Unbelievable.
So,
unbelievable.
There you go.
So you just got to basically hope some of these bands come back, like a Y&T or a Aldo Nova.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those are the two that I really would like to see that I know I haven't seen in the past.
And in looking at the two nights, they're both pretty strong. I mean,
yeah, I would go both nights. If I was going, I'd go both nights, no question.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah.
I'd go early enough to where see all the opening bands. I'd go see Van Halen, Child's Play, Sundogs, Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yeah, I'm with you. When we go to things like that, I'm there to see everybody. If I was going to those European ones, I'd get up early and see everybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, I paid that money and I'm walking around. I'm not one of those people that shows up at 6 o'clock. Oh, I just want to see the headliners and that's it. No, I'm going to see everybody.
Yeah, I don't get that. You know, last year we get there early. We have good seats. We're in the lawn, but we have good seats. But then, you know, by the time the, you know, the fifth or sixth band starts playing, then it starts filling in. I'm like, you guys missed a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. Dummies. I don't know. Some people are just built different, I guess. And I get it when you're older, you know, you can't hang, but
hey, we're older than we hang.
Hey, yeah, if we have to sit down and take a break, we can.
Great. Well, we sat out in the lawn. You sit the whole time, so that was all right.
Yeah, I'd much if I was going to go, I would make sure I was a lot closer. But if I had lawn seats, and that's all I could get, and there's nothing available, I'd be happy with the lawn seats too. But
yeah.
Oh, so you're going to miss it, and I'm going to miss it.
Yep.
One of these days, Danny and I are going to get to this festival. I think our dream is doing one of those Monsters of Rock cruises once, and maybe doing a European festival once, like go there for a week and just do like Sweden Rock or something. Absolutely. Like that.
For that 4 days, and the headliners are like Iron Maiden and Guns N' Roses. And
yeah. We're not going to sleep in no damn tent, though. We're going to get a hotel.
Because
we're glamping, you know, we're not camping.
Yeah, and there's no way we're going to be, you know, just, I don't know, the sea of people is daunting to me.
Yeah.
You know, if you're halfway back, you're not seeing shit.
Yeah.
I guess you're watching it on a video monitor or something.
Yeah. I want to do Vakken, something like that. That'd be, yeah. Those Europeans know how to do it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh.
So there you go.
To dream the impossible dream. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's just go into our next bit here. We're not even going to take a commercial break. We're going to go right into Who the Hell Is This?
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
Yes, you heard it right. It's time for Who the Hell Is This? Where we take a song, could be an obscure song from a known band or an obscure band from the past. We take a song from that act, break it up into four equal 10-second clips with hints, and see if you can get it within the four clips and the four hints. So, Danny, the one I have this week is going to be pretty difficult, but I think you've heard of this band before. You may not be a fan, but I'm pretty sure you've heard of them.
All right, so let's listen to clip number one. Here we go.
Good luck.
Wow.
Okay. Well, did that sound?
I've never heard that
whatsoever. Okay. So, with no hints, take a wild guess.
I'm gonna say, is it Rhino Bucket?
Rhino Bucket would be incorrect. Your first hint is this band. This band was a band from the 70s. And they changed their name in 1980 and became something of a new wave of British heavy metal band.
Huh.
So go ahead. Play track number two.
Okay, let's hear it. I saw the Statue of Liberty stand up at the Empire State. I heard the roar of Niagara. Is it Praying Mantis?
Praying Mantis. Incorrect. Okay. Your next clue. This came from an album called Nice and Dirty, released in 1982.
Nice and Dirty.
Nice and Dirty, with a girl on the cover.
All right, let's hear part three. Wishing I was still there. All of the sound and the music I found is coming out the out of the air. All right. Wow. Shush. Is it Witchfind?
Witchfind? No, kind of in the ballpark. Okay, your last hint. Okay, so I told you it was a band from the 70s, changed their name in 1980, and they released, I think, at least three albums. They're part of the new wave of British heavy metal. This band name they have, there was also another band in Canada with the same name. I think this name has been used by rappers and other bands after that. So it's a pretty common name for the name bands. Jeez. One word. Should I even tell you the name of the band they were called before? Yeah,
I don't think it would help a whole lot, so sure.
Sure, okay. The band in the 70s, they were called Nuts. N-U-T-Z. And they released, I think, at least three or four albums under that name. It went nowhere, so they decided to change their name in the 80s to a better name. But they never were that big to begin with. But they were part of the new wave of British heavy metal, so.
All right.
Play track four.
Track four, here we go.
All right, the name of the song is American Radio Station, so they were pandering to get a hit.
Yeah, really?
But it didn't work because they never even got a U.S. record deal. This album came out in the U.K. and Europe, and that's pretty much it. So, any clue?
Is it FM?
FM. No, FM was a little later, so incorrect.
Dang it.
Name of the band?
Yeah.
Rage.
Oh, man.
Rage, UK. Rage.
Rage, nope.
Yeah, they never made it. They tried based on that song. I mean, it's kind of like when Def Leppard did Hello America. You know, you knew what they were going for.
Yeah.
But Def Leppard made it. Rage did not. And Rage isn't that bad. They're not too bad, but, you know.
That sounded pretty good.
Yeah. It's worth listening to. But no, they never were big in the UK or anywhere. So, okay. Rage. So I knew that was gonna be a tough one.
Yeah, that was hard. I would not have guessed Rage probably ever.
You probably have the albums. I probably sent them to you years ago. But again, like me, I never really listened to them either. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure I have them. But
yeah, I know I had never listened to them. And I listened to them and go, that's pretty good. Let's play that one. So I knew it was a good for this bit. So.
All right, well, I don't think mine's quite as hard as that one.
Okay.
But, again, either you know it or you don't, so it's not like if you don't know it, it's impossible. So
yeah, but sometimes the clues give it away. If you give it
yeah. Away, yeah. All right, so go ahead and play clip number one. All right.
No, this is not something I would... got right away. I'm going to guess, is it Heat?
No, it is not Heat, but you're not too far off.
All right, so, okay, what's first hint here?
First hint is it's a Swedish trio.
Swedish trio. All, yep. All Swedes?
Yeah, actually.
Sounds really good.
It's awesome.
And you said it's all Swedes, so it can't be Wet because that's American in there.
Yep.
So it's an all Swedish band. Good God. And I think Eclipse has more than three guys. Oh.
Wet was a good guess.
It's in that vein.
I know. Yep.
I know this is wrong because they're not from Sweden, but I'm going to guess Stage Dolls.
No, that is incorrect.
I know they're from Norway, so. But it's a three-piece, so.
Yeah, three-piece. So this band started in 2008.
Okay. Still around?
I believe so. I'll get to another hint after this next clip.
Okay, here we go. Play track number three. And I like the way it sounds. Here we go. So I could find my freedom before it's too late. I'm just a heartbeat from insanity. It's not Treat. Treat's a five-piece.
They're French.
No, Treat is Swedish.
I thought Treat. Oh, I'm thinking...
Trust. You're thinking...
Yeah, I'm thinking Trust. Ugh.
God. Oh. God. Who is it? It's not Heat. It's not Eclipse. It's not Wet. It's in that ball.
It's very much like Eclipse, but a little more on the melodic side.
Oh, God, there's another one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not Talisman. There was four guys in that band. Ooh, Danny. This is wrong, too, and I'm going to guess Houston.
Nope, that is incorrect.
There's only two guys in that band.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, I'm in a ballpark.
You are. You're all around it.
Oh.
All right. This is from their 2019 album, and that's their latest album. So when you say, are they still around? I don't know if they are because they haven't put out an album in 4 years.
All right. Okay. I think I'm going to have a guess, but let me guess. Okay, here we go. Though if I could fly. Okay. Not sure if this is a three-piece. Is it work of art?
Yes, it is. That is it.
Oh,
yep. Work of art is a three-piece, guitarist, vocals, and keyboards. And they bring in guest guys for drums and bass. But
yeah, I've never...
It. Work of art.
I have their albums. Never listened to them, but...
Oh, my God. If you are any kind of fan of Toto, this is like the next level up on like the melodic rock side.
Okay.
It's like, to me, it's like a combination of Toto and Eclipse. Throw in some Wet, okay. Well, because Wet has Eclipse in it. But yeah, I love this band. And this is a song called If I Could Fly, and it's from their album Exhibits. From 2019.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that. I really like the sound of that. So yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to it today to pick a song because I knew I was going to use Work of Art. And every song, I'm like, oh, man, I love this song. And then I got to this one. I was like, oh, this is it.
Okay. Well, you picked a good one.
Yeah, Work of Art. They're great.
Yeah, if we can, hopefully we can turn some people on some music. One of the other reasons we do this show, just, I mean, we do it because we have fun doing it and we like talking to each other, getting, you know, what's going on in life, but yeah, also exposing people to different kinds of music out there. So
yeah. And now you've listened to Work of Art, and you may check them out tomorrow.
Absolutely. And you'll never check out Rage, but that's okay.
Nope. Well, I might listen to it once and then go, okay, that was.
And we also talked about Cold Sweat. You know, hey, you know, our Child's Play. If you know, you can find this. Also, you can find this stuff sometimes on Spotify or sometimes on YouTube too. So,
and now we know Aldo Nova's back.
Yeah, Aldo Nova. But don't buy his remakes of his old songs. Those suck. But the old Aldo Nova albums are great. So hopefully he sticks to that. The guy can still sing and play. So yeah. So interesting. Yep. All right, and our last bit is something we recorded last week for our Kiss special. But we ran long, so we figured we play it for you now. It's a little bit of intellectual poetry, so enjoy.
All right, everybody, we're going to end this show with a little bit of intellectual poetry where we read out the lyrics of a song. And, of course, in this episode, it's going to be a Kiss song, so no need to worry about who the artist is. But we got to come up with the name of the song. And this is more difficult than you think because without the harmony or the melody or the beat, it's kind of difficult just by the lyrics. So
yeah, and I think both of us are going to choke on this big time.
Yeah. Now, I picked a song that's, I don't know if it's a, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
Is it a single?
Yeah.
Okay, so your song's a single, so.
Yeah, you probably went way deep into some B-side that wasn't released on an album, but was in Canada.
No, I picked a song that's on an album that wasn't a single, but you probably know it.
All right, well, I'm going to go first here. I'll read out my lyrics, and you tell me if you know the name of the song.
All right.
All right, here we go. I still remember when I saw your face across the room, told me to take you, but the price of love would seal my doom. I know the way you made the others break, but loving me would be your first mistake. And then it goes into the chorus, but I can't give you that.
Wow. I don't know it offhand. It sounds like a Gene song. This is wrong, but I'll throw this guess out there. Is it? Oh, Got Love for Sale.
No, that is incorrect.
All right.
Not even close.
No, I didn't think I would be.
Okay, the second verse. You lived your glory in a liar's haze. You called the truth. Same old story of a social plan from wasted youth. The thought that you would bring me to my knees, but who's the one who's crying, baby, please? And I will tell you, this is a Paul-written song.
Okay. Oh, wow. So it's a Paul song. It's a single. Jeez. Heaven's on Fire?
No, that is incorrect.
Oh,
You're still a little bit early.
I'm early.
You're early.
So this is a later song? Okay, well, my next clue is this song, what decade is it from?
The decade is after 2000. I'll give you that.
Oh, God. That's going to be super hard. Okay. Because I really didn't listen that much after 2000. But all right.
Okay, so just like the trigger of a loaded gun, you were the reason the damage done. Too many lovers like a hunter's prey, not today. I know the way you made the others break, but loving me would be your last mistake. Each time you learn to give.
I know this song was a single, so I'm going to say Modern Day Delilah.
That is correct. That's the only Slave one. Away, Slave Away, Modern Day Delilah. Each time you learn to give, Queen to Slave, Modern Day Delilah.
I don't like that song. Remember when I heard it?
I didn't ask if you liked it.
Yeah, I know. Man, I'm,
but no, that was off the Sonic Boom from 2009.
Yeah, Sonic Boom and Monster, I don't go very deep on.
Well, they played Modern Day Delilah in their tour after that, after Sonic Boom.
Yeah, and the only song I think from those, now they play live is, well, they don't play live anymore, but what they were playing, Say Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But Modern Day Delilah, I never liked, and even it was the lead single. Didn't connect.
Modern Day Delilah.
Now, there was a song in the 80s called Modern Day Delilah by, I think, Van Stevenson. I like that song. Yeah, that song I like. The Kiss
Yeah,
song.
This is not that song.
No. So
this is written by Paul.
So the
song by Paul.
Yeah, so the Kiss freaks out there, they knew it right away. Sorry, I'm guys. Sure. Monster, Sonic Boom, no.
Yeah.
70s Kiss, I'm there. So they switch gears. We'll go to the song I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to talk it to Danny.
All right.
And my hint was, yeah, it's a Kiss song, and it's not a single. So here we go. All right, Live Wire on the loose. White Fire, gotta move. Hot Blood, need your love. Hard as a rock, can't get enough. Want to feel you deep inside. Pumping through my veins, feel you to the core. Let me take you through the night. Heaven knows no pain. Open up the door. What do you think?
Oh, man. I'm going to say, I've got Room Service on the brain, but that's not it.
That's incorrect. All right. Yeah. Your next clue is this song came out during the non-makeup era.
Oof. Okay.
Like a dog to a bone, make you sweat, make you moan. Love is sweet, so insane. Come on, lick my candy cane. Jeez.
Sounds like Gene lyrics.
Doesn't it? But I don't know. I don't think it is. I'm not sure. Passion in the third degree, running in my brain. Slave to love's desire. Living, loving, feel the heat. Never to be tamed. Born to play with fire. What you think? Gee, what do they sing? What do they talk about in this song, huh?
Oh, man.
Well, 95 Kiss songs are about sex, so, yeah.
Is it Psycho Circus?
It is not, because that's not the non-makeup era. All right, now I'll get in more specific. This song came out in 1984, and they played it live sometimes, but after that tour, I don't think they played it much at all. So it's one of those. So it's kind of a deeper track. All right. And
touch my body, take it slow. Come on, make my juices flow. Jeez. These are third grade lyrics, aren't they?
Or really?
Maybe seventh grade. Feeling good, any price. Ooh, nothing. I won't sacrifice. Jeez. I'm a Kiss fan, too. Got a thirst for playing it rough. I can't get my feel. Never keeping score. Come on, baby. Let me in. Gonna break your will. Open up the door. Jeez, this is a song about a rape, isn't it?
Jeez. Yeah, sounds like it.
I like this song, too, but I never really listened to the lyrics. I'm like, what the heck? I'm glad I like the chorus.
That's my problem, too. I don't listen to lyrics very often. I'm more, you know, the guitar riff and the... Oh, man.
Yeah, these are sixth grade lyrics. Jeez.
Is it... I'm going to go with something off of... is it Fits Like a Glove?
No, but it's in the same album. It's close because I almost pick Fits Like Glove, and I think I've done it in the past, but it's not Fits Like Glove. I'm going to give you a chorus. Give me more, give me more. Oh, give me more, give me more. Oh, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say, is it Give Me More?
Correct. Give Me More.
Lick It Up?
Lick It Up with Paul on vocals. So Paul probably wrote this one. But it sounds like a Gene song, doesn't it?
But yeah.
I believe it's a Paul song.
I wonder if Vinny wrote the riff.
I think it's Vinny and Paul. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But it's a fast song. It's great. I mean, it's a song you play live and it really rocks. But those lyrics.
Jeez.
Now that I went through them. Oof.
Lick my candy cane. Seriously?
That sounds like a Gene lick.
Yeah, totally. Lick,
no pun intended. Yeah, Gene lyric, I should say. But no, that's Paul and Vinny. I don't know who came up with that one, but those are cornball. Wow. But yeah. But I will still listen to the song and like it, even with those dumb lyrics. So
it's intellectual poetry.
Yeah, I'm a 60-year-old man singing about candy canes. Wow. Okay. Woo. Yeah. All right, now, if you kids out there, parental advisory sticker needs to be stuck on this particular episode. Woo. Sorry about that, kids. Go to bed. Eat your vegetables.
Well, the moral here is don't listen to the lyrics of songs. It's stupid. Just listen to the riff, the beat.
Yeah, because we could go into some of today's pop music and read some stuff that's pretty awful. So.
Oh, man. I had my granddaughters over last night, and we were watching videos of, like, Kesha and who else? Taylor Swift. Oh,
yeah, brutal. I couldn't tell you one Kesha
Katy
song.
Katy Perry.
I could maybe tell you one Katy Perry song, maybe one Taylor Swift song, but that's about it.
Even with your kids?
No, my kids don't listen to that at all. My son listens to more of that mumble auto-tuned rap. It's really bad.
Oh, jeez.
My daughter listens to more like the Olivia Rodrigo kind of stuff, you know, that kind of female pop music.
It's all the same.
Hates her boyfriend and, you know, that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I can't relate.
I finally got my driver's license, so I'm going to drive by your house now that we broke up. I'm so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff. And I'm gonna take my knife and stick it in your tires, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, revenge.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, that concludes our little Kiss, kind of our way of paying tribute to Kiss. Good or bad, we still like them.
I wish I could have gone to the last show, but...
Yeah, a lot of rockers went to them, but you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get past the, you know... The help, Paul needing help on his lead vocals. I'm like, no. Some of it's Paul, but, you know, if he's having a bad night, he was singing to a track, so they'd turn the track up if he was sounding awful. Now, if he was singing well, they'd turn the track down. So it's modified. I don't need to see
him. I saw Kiss four times. You know, they were great. Every time, I mean, but it's more the show, you know. I'm not going, he was a little off on Firehouse. No, I don't know.
I liked it. It was all mistakes and all. Loved it. But then, you know, in the beginning it was like that. But then it started to change. I mean, every time I saw him, I had a great time. The music sounded great. This is when they started piping the stuff and then it lost interest. The only time I saw them pipe in before that was when they did God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
It's because it's a bullshit song. Just saying.
And there was another song they did. There was a breakdown in the song where they're all singing kind of a cappella, and I could say, that sounds a little too perfect there. I forgot which one it was.
They're going through, and all of a sudden they're perfect harmonies.
Yeah. It was, wake up, baby. I think it's one of the ones from Revenge, but I can't remember which one. Oh, it'll come to me after the show is over, but yeah. Still love the band. Still will listen to the music, especially the 70s stuff. It's a lot of the 80s stuff, but it's mostly the 70s because that was what we grew up on.
Yeah, I'm with them up through Revenge. I like Revenge a lot. After that,
Here and there. I like the Jungle off of Carnival of Souls and just a couple songs here and there, but Monster, and I never listened to Monster Sonic Boom, never.
Yeah.
No interest. Oh, well.
I listened to Sonic Boom a bunch when it came out, but then I haven't, probably a month after it came out, I probably haven't listened to it since.
Oh, and part of it's our age, too, because when we bought albums, we would listen to them for a solid month, usually, and just being part of our DNA. And now we'll get something, we'll listen to it once, and if it doesn't spark your interest, it's not the same effect on us, I guess.
Yeah, too much to listen to. You know, you just get it. You know, when we go spend $12 on an album, you go home and you listen to it, read every word of the cover, the liner, you know, study the Iron Maiden covers, get all the jokes and the references that they put in that. Nowadays,
yeah. It's like even the stuff that comes out today, there's only one album this last year that I go back to and I just appreciate it more and more. And on the way to the show, I went on my little device and I put in all songs and albums that came out in 2023, and every time something from Extreme 6 popped up, I go, that's really good. And I just and more, and each song that came up from that album is like, oh my god, this is so great. That one in the that's the one that really stuck out. The other ones were like, okay, that's not bad.
The Mammoth 2 album I like pretty well.
Came up too, but
yeah, it's not. Extreme 6 is just a whole another level this year.
Yeah, I was, and even the ones I wasn't too familiar with, I listened to X Out, and I was in the car coming home like, man, this is really good.
X Out.
Yeah, then Thicker Than Blood. It's like, ooh, this is, I'm liking this. So, yeah.
Not one of the first four songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go back to and back to. I mean, they hit a home run with that one. All right, boys and girls, Danny needs to go eat dinner and go watch the Eagles against the Cowboys. Used to be a Cowboys fan, now he's an Eagles fan.
Yep.
But that's because he's where he lives now, so he got hooked.
Yeah, and it was where I lived then. I grew up in Fort Worth, so everybody out there going, what the hell? You can't do both. Look, I grew up in Fort Worth. I was a Cowboys fan then. I moved up to Delaware, which is 45 minutes from Philly, and all you get is Philly news or Eagles news. And I can't stand Jerry Jones, so I'm not going to defend it in the least.
He made the transition. If you know, not that kind of transition, but he made the transition from Cowboys to Eagles. And I fully support my friend in his transitioning.
And being a Steelers fan.
Yeah, so I'm a lifelong Steelers fan. Watching that Steelers-Patriots game was rough.
Oh,
their offense is so bad. Oh, so it's going to be a long season for me.
You can see what shirt I'm wearing today.
Yeah, he's got looks like a brand new Eagles shirt. Looks.
Oh, no, this is a few years old.
Oh, well, it looks nice, and I'm pulling for your Eagles because I want Dallas to go 0-16 every season. Now 0-17 every season. I hope Philly plays better this week than they did against the 49ers, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, before the show, we started doing this, the Niners were losing to the Seahawks, so we'll see if that keeps up.
So we're going to jump off of here and finish the fourth quarter of these games, and we'll see you back in a couple weeks. Thank you for listening. Check our Spotify playlist out and have a great evening.
Goodbye.
Yep. Click.